Although House and Senate leaders met for months, they could not agree on a new five-year farm bill. Members of Congress say they will have the massive food and agricultural bill together by January. While there were threats that milk could jump to $7 per gallon if a compromise was not reached, U.S. Department of Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack now says this would actually take months to kick in. Wisconsin Farmers Union President Darren Von Ruden says farmers and consumers won't notice any changes. If discussions take longer than anticipated, he says that's when problems would arise.
Then we could be looking at come springtime when you need to purchase your insurance, crop insurance, and planting time, farmers would need to have a little bit of more certainty on what they want to do with their land.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation Director of Governmental Relations, Karen Geffert, says that certainty for farmers is knowing what safety nets are available in case something catastrophic happens. She says it helps farmers plan ahead.
You know, farming is going to continue to go. Farmers have been farming for thousands and thousands of years. So, you know, we know farmers are going to keep doing what they're doing. It may just be that it's a little bit riskier business.
Farmers and agricultural groups have said that the farm bill may not be perfect, but at this point, they'll be happy if one is passed. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.